Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Miami Heat and the Milwaukee Bucks. Miami comes in with a record of 29-24. Milwaukee is 35-17 on the year. Over their last 10, Milwaukee is 8-2 and is on a 6-game winning streak. Miami, meanwhile, 6-4 over that span, lost their last game. Here are the numbers. Miami averages 108.4 per game, gives up 108.1 for an average differential of 0.3 in the positive direction. Meanwhile, Milwaukee scores 114.1 a game, gives up 111.8 for a positive differential of 2.3. There you go. If you could do your math there, Gary, that would be good. Oh, 2.7. Looking at the turnovers, 13.5 per game by the Heat, 14.5 by the Bucks. Bucks shoot 46.1% from the field, 45.3 by Miami. Meanwhile, 3-point shooting, 33.7 by the Heat, 36 by Milwaukee. And you look at the free throw shooting numbers, 82.2% from the line by the Heat, 73.9% by the Bucks. Lastly, bench scoring, 34.6 points per game from Milwaukee's bench dwarfs with the rather pedestrian mark of just that 34.6. That's not a huge number, but Miami's number is absolutely anemic at just 28 points per game from the bench. The Heat did win the first meeting of these two clubs, 111-95. They are the road team in this one, however, and they will be without Nikola Jovic. Duncan Robinson and Victor Oladipo are both questionable. Meanwhile, on the injury front for Milwaukee, Bobby Portis remains out. Serge Ibaka is not with the team as they look to move him. And as far as a prediction in this one, I got the Bucks because I believe Miami would have to play a near-perfect game to beat this team right now. They're so hot, and they're so much better. I just don't see it happening. I got the Bucks winning this one at home. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Bucks and Heat. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Hunter Logan, and we're stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Miami Heat and the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks opened up as 5-point favorites, but it's gone up a half point now. Milwaukee is now favored by 5.5 in this game, and the over-under is at 221.5. The Heat, they're 29-24 on the season, 21-30-2, though, against the spread, 23 overs, 30 unders, 12-15 on the road this season, and the Heat, they've been up and down this season, but they've really been up as of late. They've won 4 out of their last 6 games, 2-4, though, against the spread in those 6 games, and again, horrible news for everybody, 5 of the last 6 games, the under has hit. So Miami's really had the championship aspiration this season, because remember, they got so close to beating Boston in the Eastern Conference Final last season. They could have won that game if Jimmy Butler just got a better shot off at the buzzer in Game 7. I'm going to give you more under news, which is never good for anybody. And so the Heat, 5 of 6 unders after an off day. So everything is just trending for them to hit the under in this game. And when it comes to the Bucks, they're 35-17 on the season, 27-23-2 against the spread, 25 overs, 27 unders. They're also 22-5 at home, and they had that thrilling comeback win against the Clippers the other night where Giannis just completely took the game over in the second half and basically snatched victory from the jaws of defeat for the Bucks. But the Bucks, they've won 6 in a row, 3-3 though against the spread, so they're not great against the spread as of recent, even though they've been winning a lot. And 3 overs, 3 unders, so not a lot to go off of in terms of the over-under. But the Bucks, they're 3-8 against the spread in the last 11 games playing a team above 500. So honestly, I don't know if I trust the Heat to win this game, but against the spread, they're not a bad play. They've been playing really well as of late, so I like the Heat actually to cover this number. I expect them to keep this game close, and I have to stick with the under because it's tough to trust both of these teams because they just haven't been hitting a lot of overs lately. So I like the under in this game, and I like the Heat to cover. I don't know if I trust them enough to win the game outright. For more NBA and NFL betting previews, head to the Sports Betting Stack. I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack in the NBA betting preview between the Miami Heat and the Milwaukee Bucks.